It is 3 o'clock in the afternoon at Butterfield Trail Elementary in Fayetteville. Hordes of school children run in various directions, some to a bus, others to the line for car pickup, while others yet head to the cafeteria for the after-school program. Yet 24 of these kids run to the gym, where archery practice is about to begin. The Butterfield archery team is coming off a regional win 2 weeks ago at Subiaco, and are now preparing for the state tournament in a couple more weeks in Hot Springs. Once the kids are seated on the shiny wooden gym floor, surrounding coach Jeremy Mabry, he begins the practice with a bit of a motivational talk.
We are exactly 7, we're about 12 days away from the tournament, okay, until we shoot the state tournament. Now I gave you a challenge going into the regional tournament. If you want to go to Hot Springs, have a good time, stay in the hotel, enjoy it, make this a fun trip. That's what we need to do. We need to shoot good at regionals. You did that. You accept the challenge. You did a great job. We had a great regionals, okay? I'm going to give you another challenge today. If you want to go to nationals in Louisville, get to be gone for a few days, go on a nice trip, okay? You got to go to work. We got to finish. We need to finish in the top 5 of the state to guarantee ourselves to nationals. Everybody understand?
Yes, sir.
That means we need to work ourselves a little bit harder than we've been working in practice. We need to focus. We need to help the person next to us.
12 square, potentially straw-stuffed targets, are lined up under one of the basketball goals in the gym. Behind them is a net, strung up to catch any wayward arrows. 10 yards in front of the white, yellow, blue, and red targets are 12 small traffic cones, each holding 2 sets of 5 colored arrows. The archers are broken up into sets of 2, each grabbing a bow that hangs from a rack behind the line of arrows.
All right, other than that, guys, let's go ahead and get started. Who's got their arrows at number 1? Anybody?
No.
You do?
Go ahead, go down. Just trying 10 meters. It's not scored. Find your aim point quick today.
Practice begins with a practice round, one that is not scored. The students have official archery team practice 3 times a week, and each one begins just like a tournament would. One practice round from 10 meters away from the target, followed by 3 scored rounds. The young archers then move back 5 yards to 15 yards away and do the same. One practice round followed by 3 scored plays. When all arrows have been fired, the kids rush to their targets to score and remove their arrows. As they are coupled up, the other team member counts their points to ensure honesty.
And I count hers so we don't cheat, and then she counts mine, of course, so we don't cheat. You got 6, 7, 9, 9, 9, 10.
2 girls, Amelia and Renee, show me that there are 10 rings that make the target, the outermost earning 1 point and counting up to 10 points for the centermost yellow circle. Coach Mabry encourages the students to earn 40s and above.
Hey, if we're not shooting 40s and above, we gotta do some work.
Fine. Our scoring goes for the team competition. You have to score at least, you can have as many boys and girls on the team as you want. You have to have at least 4 boys or 4 girls because you have to have your top 4 girls score, your top 4 boys score, and then the top 4 next whatever. And they score your top 12 archers on your team.
Every kid shoots the same brand and type of bow. There are no sights, and everyone uses the same arrow. Targets are 80 centimeters across, the same that are shot in the Olympics. Archery in Arkansas public schools started about 6 years ago by the Arkansas Game and Fish Commission as Arkansas National Archery in the Schools program, which runs the tournaments and governs the game. The kids are all 4th and 5th graders, which make up the elementary age division. Coach Mabry never shot competitively, but he did grow up shooting guns and bows and arrows and is still an avid hunter. A former Ramey Junior High School football coach, Mabry started archery there at the junior high level, bringing it with him here to Butterfield when he arrived to teach PE, That was 3 years ago.
Just a great fit, and the kids loved it. We started out, this is our third year. We started out the first year, probably had 45 kids try out. You can keep 24 kids for the team. And so last year we were up to about 80. And then we had some success last year. Finished in the top 10 in the state, finished seventh in the state last year, second in our region. And then so we went to nationals, to the national meet for the first time last year. Had a lot of success, and all the kids here in school were super excited. And so we had 115 kids try out for 24 spots this year. So it's growing.
Tryouts are held in December before the Christmas break for the spring archery season. 10-year-old Avery Weilert remembers back to those December tryouts.
It was scary for me because there's a lot of kids watching me, and I was on the very first round, and but I did good.
She was also very nervous for her first ever tournament when she shot at regionals, but says that practice makes perfect and she likes to see herself improve.
I was freaked out because I didn't know there's going to be that many people. I did one round, and then the person who was scoring me, they messed up. So I went to a second round, and I shot way better that time.
How do you kind of focus when there's so many people?
I'll think I can do this, and I'll think about like getting my arrow in the yellow, and I usually do.
There are two other elementary schools in the Fayetteville School District that have archery teams, Vandergriff and Root. As it turns out, Coach Mabry's two brothers are the PE teachers at those schools. At regionals, Butterfield finished first, Root second, and Vandergriff third out of the six teams competing at this level. With a score of 3,079 points out of a total 3,600 points, Butterfield had the highest score out of any division. There's elementary, but they also scored higher than junior high and high school. Coach Mabry says coaching the individual in a relatively quiet sport is difficult.
You have to be kind of positive with them because, I mean, archery is such a mental sport. If you're just a little bit out of sync on a day, you can have a terrible day. And, you know, that's just what we try to get over to the kids is, you know, it's one arrow doesn't hurt you, but one group does. So you just have to go one arrow to the next and try to fix the problem that you had. And it's just about consistency. It's a lot like golf and muscle memory. It's just muscle memory. So, you know, we just shoot a lot and try to get them to get their aim spot, teach them how to aim, and just muscle mechanics of doing everything the same every single time.
After a lackluster tournament round this practice session, Coach Mabry introduces a practice to help them find their anchor point, a large, light green thumbtack-like object. Stuck into the target, the kids will aim for that small point, hoping to land all five arrows as close to it as possible. While his teammates aim at the green tack, Jackson Moore takes a second to speak with me. He has just returned from a first-place win in a tournament in Oklahoma City this past weekend. He's 10, and this is Jackson's first year on the archery team. He says he loves the versatility of the sport.
I like it. It's just that it's one of the sports I'm good at, and I like to play it around. I can play with a lot of my friends, and it's just fun to shoot around and have some fun. It's great. It's outdoors spirit. It's really fun. You can do it anywhere. You can buy a bow, go to practice outside, anywhere.
Eden Snyder earned 257 points out of a possible 300 in the regional tournament. Her secret is a steady hand and...
I aim with the tip of my arrow because then I know kind of where it's going to end up hitting.
Do you close one eye?
I do. I close my left eye.
Like many of the students here, fourth grader King Brian plays multiple sports in addition to archery, like baseball, basketball, soccer, football, swimming, and lacrosse.
Lacrosse, like shooting the ball into the goal, is sort of like it because you have to aim and depend. And like in archery, depending on how far you anchor, depends on how far the arrow will go straight. And in lacrosse, the harder you throw, the farther it'll go.
The 24-member Butterfield Archery Team will take their bows and arrows to Hot Springs March 7th for the Arkansas National Archery in the Schools Program State Tournament. hopeful for a top five finish in their division, so they can head to the national tournament in Louisville in May. This is Ozarks at Large.